Welcome to the Retail Insider video interview series. I'm your host, Craig Patterson, and we're joined here today with a special guest. This is Ali Baker. She's the vice president of the Retail Services Group at Avis & Young, based in Toronto. Welcome, Ali.
Thank you for having me.
And now just a quick word from our sponsor, Salesforce. Turn today's shopping trends into tomorrow's retail success. Visit the link in our show notes to see the global insights from Salesforce to boost your bottom line. Now, back to our podcast.
Let's talk a little bit about what's happening in Canadian retail right now. But first, let's talk a little bit about yourself. How did you get started in the industry and how long have you been with Avis & Young?
Yeah, so I actually got my start in the industry working with a company called RKF. I was really lucky to work alongside a gentleman named Steve Alicakos there, who taught me everything I needed to know about the business. Steven and I worked together at RKF for about 4 years. And then I went on to go to Avis & Young about, 6 years ago now. So I'm in my 10th year in the business, and I've been having a lot of fun doing it.
Things changed quite a bit in the last 10 years since you started working versus what's happening now after the pandemic.
Yes, they have. I think the biggest change would be the types of clients we're working on. So when I first started the business, I was really focused on urban Toronto only. During the pandemic, we saw a bit of a shift where the GTA markets were, you know, really strong and doing really well. And so with that, our team actively made a shift to start representing some groups that were doing work across, you know, GTA, Ontario, and then across Canada as well. So I'd say that's the biggest shift that I've personally seen, where our client base has shifted a little bit.
Terrific. Are there any hot areas right now in terms of what you're seeing just around clients generally and what areas are hopping for leasing? Are there any areas that are stronger than others from what you're observing currently?
Good question. Yeah, honestly, the GTA. So the suburban strip plazas, like we're really seeing lack of vacancy out there. You know, we've got a lot of clients looking, you know, we're getting into situations where it's multiple offers situations and it's become very competitive. I think that is indicative of what happened during the pandemic and the shift that happened. But that I would say is where we're seeing like the most velocity happening in our deals. We still do a ton of work in the urban core, and it's still doing really well. But I would just say in general, we're seeing a lot more competition and lack of space really in the GTA for our clients.
Are you seeing more leasing activity from food service businesses right now, or what types of retail are you seeing being quite active?
Definitely food, like quick service restaurants, we're seeing a lot of activity, and not only just on like the tenant rep side, but also our listing work. A lot of the interested parties we get, you know, looking are typically quick service. We're also seeing a lot of demand in the kind of like service retail environment. So Waxon's a great client of ours. They're booming in terms of growth. And then we're actually still really seeing a lot of interest from fitness. So our urban listings, we've got a couple fitness deals going on. I'm kind of like those more boutique studio style fitness users. But I'd say in general, it's pretty well even. We've seen a little bit of a slowdown for full service restaurants, I think mainly just due to construction costs. But aside from that, I would say like quick service, service retail, and then also fitness is still pretty active amongst our listings and our tenants.
There's obviously still fashion retailers out there, but the leasing activity does seem to be pretty focused. I mean, there's a lot of it, like you said, on food, and you're seeing a lot of F45s and other fitness concepts. Rumble Boxing on your clients is expanding here as well. But we are seeing all kinds of different types of businesses now taking retail space.
Exactly. And I think it's funny. Like, I remember when I was a kid, there used to be grocery stores and shopping centers and like in the big enclosed malls. Now that obviously they've veered away from that, and it seems to be coming back. I think a lot of it just has to do with who's going to bring traffic to the site, who's going to bring traffic to the street. So I think landlords are more open to a more diverse tenant mix, just to really allow to cater aid to the, you know, residents in the community and also bring as many people through the door as they possibly can.
The name of the game is traffic generation, specifically with those plazas, I think. How about, say, urban street front? Are you seeing any challenges there around, say, putting businesses into more downtown spaces, which might be a little more shoehorned versus then, say, the suburbs?
Thankfully, our urban listings are moving still, and we're really glad with like the amount of velocity we're seeing there. I think those deals are taking a little bit longer. They're a little bit more complex, and they're typically more expensive. I think that's the biggest factor in there. So, you know, landlords are having to give out a bit more cash. Construction costs are higher. And when you're looking at a new build space, like a lot of what we list is at the base of condo buildings. Those aren't already pre-retrofitted. So tenants are spending more money on retrofitting them. So I'd say in general, the deals are a little more complicated and more expensive, but we're still seeing lots of interest and our urban listings are still moving, which is exciting.
Urban is a bit different. I mean, you obviously get more foot traffic. There's less people driving cars, but you can get a busy business that can still be profitable in a downtown core, saving versus the suburbs.
Definitely. And I think we love working in the urban environment. I think you get a your density in terms of like where you're at is much more intense, like per area. So sure, it might be a more expensive deal, but oftentimes they can justify because there's just more people. And I think also it just depends on the type of client you're working with. Like I have some groups who will never do the suburbs because it doesn't make sense for their business. They're more of a, you know, they want to be co-tenants with fashion users and things like that. But I think the urban environment definitely lends itself to a faster paced, dense environment, and a lot of tenants can benefit from that.
Now, are you seeing that we're into 2024? It's March now. Any big trends that you're seeing here? I know that consumers are struggling a little bit with inflation and cost of living. Any other things you're seeing here, say around leasing or just otherwise?
Good question. I think trends-wise, nothing too different than I think the kind of the pandemic just changed the game. So I think any trend that we saw from then has continued on. I will say like the types of groups that are busiest are ones that, you know, are either a service that people will pay for no matter what, despite inflation. You know, food uses because we all have to eat. One of our clients, Wild Fork, does incredibly well. They're very well priced in terms of, you know, their product offering. And so they've actually benefited from the situation that's happening in Canada right now. So I'd say like the types of users that people will go to no matter what is really what we're seeing a lot of activity from. With that said, I think also, you know, in Canada, we dealt with major lockdowns and things. I think in general, the consumer still wants to get out and experience things and, you know, maybe not spend a ton of money on, you know, a designer bag, let's say, but like getting out of the house, you know, going to a cool coffee shop, going to a nice restaurant and just getting that experience, I think is still continuing to remain strong and driving a lot of the tenant activity.
And we saw a rush to people returning to, I guess, physical environments after lockdowns. The pandemic was almost like a little bit of a test where before, I guess, the pandemic, we would have said, well, maybe people will just like to shop online. But once
Exactly.
people only had that as an option and then had the option of going back to physical retail, seemed to go back to the physical retail. They're still shopping online, but physical is an important part of the experience, I think.
Exactly.
Now, Ali, let's talk about any specific deals you wanted to discuss in the GTA or otherwise or with Avison Young.
Yeah, I think a really exciting client of ours is called Etiquette. So they just opened up in 6,500 square feet at The Well on the second floor, right across from Sweat and Tonic. They are a Montreal-based, you know, skincare aesthetic facial concept that does incredibly well. I always joke that it's like the closest thing you can get to a European shopping experience in Canada. They've done a really good job of curating a beautiful store. You know, what's exciting about them is they've always in Montreal been deemed a destination. They're not really, you know, they're not on St. Catherine. They're not in your typical shopping area. And so going to The Well was a strategic move to be close to Sweat and Tonic, you know, being able to build out our big store, kind of have our flagship. So that's location number one for them. We're actively looking for more, you know, specifically Yorkville. We'll look at Vancouver eventually. Got a couple of shopping centers here. So they're a really exciting client to be working with. I love their what they're doing and their vision. And it's privately owned, which is exciting as well. So Simon Tooley, who runs that brand, is incredible. So that's one that's keeping us busy. Another one would be Hello Nori. We've been doing their expansion in Ontario. So they're a Vancouver-based hand roll, like omakase sushi concept. They're open on Robson. They just opened in Brentwood. There we've done deals at 650 King, so King West for them, as well as 70 York Street Financial Corp. Those should be opening this summer, and then we're still rolling, looking actively looking for locations for them in Toronto. It's a really interesting concept where it's kind of a good meeting point of QSR and sit down restaurant. So you go, you sit at the bar, they serve you your food in front of you, but it's you're in and out within 36 minutes. So it's really fast. So it's not like you're, you know, for a business lunch, for example, you can get in and out quickly and it's really efficient, really good for like before, you know, a concert or a hockey game or something. So we're very excited to roll them out in Ontario. And I would say, you know, a lot of our mainstay clients are doing really well. Waxon's expanding, you know, a lot throughout Ontario, which is very, very exciting. They're actually doing out west as well. Wild Fork is still active in the market. We're going to be opening Ancaster in June. So that'll be location number three for us. I'm just trying to, I think that's, yeah, that's it. I mean, we work with a lot of great clients, but those are specifically ones that come to mind right now.
That's terrific. There sounds like there's quite an expansion going on with quite a few of these businesses here. And you mentioned the financial core. Have you done much work down there? Because one thing I've noticed, and we're talking about downtown Toronto for people listening or watching, there seems to be a lot of new restaurants opening, which I think could build some buzz and excitement around what's happening, say, either in the path or just, you know, generally in the area.
Yeah, I do a lot of work down here. I actually also work at Bay and Wellington, so that helps because I'm always going to these restaurants. Yeah, I think, our financial core obviously was hit pretty hard during COVID because when no one was working at the office, no new deals were getting done. With that said, I think that all like the lag of that has caught up now. We've got a lot of really exciting new concepts opening, some of which names I probably can't even mention, but really exciting stuff. And I think that will also inherently help back to office because people are going to want to come experience these new restaurants, things like that. So I think the core, I'm here every day. It's every day is busier and busier, which is awesome. And I think that these restaurants are just adding to like a more exciting environment to come to work for.
It makes sense. And also, I think that that foot traffic is driving even some of the fashion retailers that are downtown, which, or I guess more accurately, in the financial district, that would be catering to people, say, working in the office towers.
Yeah, exactly. Like we still in my building, we have Lemonwood, which is like the cashmere store. They're great. I go in there all the time. There's Hanger Nine. I'm speaking obviously to women's brands, Masca, but all those, it's funny. I always say to my team, unless it's in the path, I don't have a ton of time unless it's the weekend. Like I'm either, in the path buying something or I'm spending a day on the weekend because, you're at work a lot of like, many hours in the day during the week. So it's nice to have those convenience players in the path.
Makes sense, makes sense. And let's talk a little bit about the future here, say 2 to 3 years down the road. Do you have any projections around where you think retail might go, just generally around, say, retail space, leasing or otherwise?
Good question. I mean, I think it's going to maintain well. I think we're really lucky where, like to my point earlier about people really still wanting to consume post the pandemic, I think retail is still going to continue to boom in terms of like, in comparison to other asset classes. I think we're in a really good position. And I think Canada is still ripe for the taking. Like there's still room for new brands to come in. We're going to continue to see a lot of that happen. And I think, the velocity of deals getting done might be a bit slower, but the excitement hasn't really ended. So I think over the next 2 to 3 years, we're really just going to see the strong trend of retailers expanding and developers developing more space and people taking that continue. Yeah, I just think it's only going to kind of get better from here.
I actually did a report on the international retailers that entered Canada in 2023, and we had 26, I think was the number. So it's not too shabby, all things considered. I mean,
No, look
years,
at us go.
but we know of more that are coming as well. Quite a few of them seem to be high end, though. Not all of them by any means, but definitely luxury brands. Year over year, we keep seeing these coming into the market.
It's really exciting. I think we're lucky to obviously have, Yorkdale in Toronto as well for that purpose. And then even Bloor Street now, like with the announcement you guys announced, the Nike deal, I think Bloor is just only continuing to transform for the better, which is really exciting because had you looked at it, and I remember pre-COVID, to your point earlier, e-commerce was such a big consideration and, big miles too expensive and blah, blah, blah. Now it seems to be kind of the opposite flip where, tenants are really looking at that street front experience and Bloor is getting leased up pretty quickly as a result.
Definitely, definitely.
I just think in general, retail is doing really well. It's only going to continue to get better. And I think we're lucky to work in such a creative industry. I love the fact that we get to work on, different types of deals. Every day is very different. And I wish I had a crystal ball to tell you exactly what's going to happen in 3 years, but based on what's happened in the last, two or three, I think that trend's only going to continue to for the better.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. This has been Ali Baker, Vice President of the Retail Services Group at Avison Young in Toronto. Thank you so much for joining us here, Ali.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm Craig Patterson. I'm the founder and publisher of Retail Insider, as well as the host of the Retail Insider video interview series. Thank you so much for joining us here today, whether or not you're watching us on YouTube or listening to us on one of our podcast channels. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe. Take care and bye for now.